Hey, it is the Grace Point Daily Podcast. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. Thank you for listening. I want to give you a thought today, and it is simply this. The thought is, you can't be great at something you don't practice. Now, again, I think I mentioned this maybe on the last podcast, but just because I was mountain biking the past few days, you're probably going to have to live with a few mountain biking related illustrations. But I'll start off with the first one, and I'll try and bring it up here if you're watching, because remember, you can watch, you can listen, you can do both, Grace Point Daily Podcast. So check this out. There's this thing called the 10,000 hour rule. Has anyone ever heard of this before, the 10,000 hour rule? All right, here's what it says. There's a book by this guy named Gladwell, and he says, the key to achieving true expertise in any skill is simply a matter of practicing, albeit in the correct way, for at least 10,000 hours. So there's some controversy if you look this up. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs or business leaders or athletes, different kind of people, some people swear by this 10,000 hour rule type mindset, saying if you're going to master something, a sport, an instrument, whatever your particular craft might be, that you're going to have to spend at least 10,000 hours doing whatever that thing is, right? So essentially, whether you agree with the 10,000 hours or whatever that might be, that's where people get into the debates. Is it 20,000? Is it truly 10? Is it 5? Whatever it might be. Maybe you don't need 10,000 hours for this particular skill. But I think it's fair to say, if you want to be great at something, you're going to have to practice. So me being a basketball guy, it's like you can take the greatest players of all times, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Larry Bird, whoever you want to say. And though I can guarantee you one thing is those guys practiced their craft. And they probably became great because they were willing to sacrifice and practice their craft more than other people. So how am I trying to tie this in spiritually? Or secondly, I'll get back to mountain biking and then spiritually. But anyway, the other day when I was mountain biking, I realized that I haven't practiced mountain biking for some months now. It's been a long time. So you know what? My skills have diminished. I didn't ride as good as I wanted to. I wasn't able to, you know, go over some things I wanted to or ride through things like I normally could in the past because I haven't been practicing. Now for the spiritual part, okay, here's the goal, is that, you know, sometimes I'm interacting with people or talking to people that are, you know, they want to be a great Christian, they want to have a great spiritual life, but they're not practicing being a Christian on a daily basis. They're not practicing the things the Word of God tells us to if we are going to be successful and great in our Christian living. So the goal is, the ultimate goal is that we want to be great Christians, right? That is, should be a lofty and attainable, it should be a goal of all of ours as followers of Jesus Christ. I want to be a great Christian. And if I'm going to do that, I'm going to have to practice. And actually, the Bible talks a lot about this, but I'll pull up this particular passage of scripture if you are following with me there on the Facebook Live, YouTube, whatever it might be. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Here's what it says. It says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, here's the big kicker, practice these things in daily life, and the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. So Paul's saying to the believers here, all right, he's saying, listen, the things that I've spoken to you, the spiritual truths, the spiritual principles that I've given to you, the things that I've taught you about God's word, you are supposed to practice these things on a daily basis. You know, again, I'm not picking on people, but you know, making a generality here, sometimes I see people live for Jesus 1 week, not practice Christianity 1 month, then not for 5 months. Practice Christianity for 2 months, then not for next. And it's this roller coaster going back and forth, back and forth. And so if we're going to be great Christians, we are going to have to practice being a Christian on a daily basis. We're going to have to practice the principles of God's word over and over and over again. So I appreciate what Paul was saying here in the word of God, right? And he was telling us, it was in verse 9, he says, the thing that you have learned and received and heard and seen. Look, he lays them all out. The things that you've learned, that you've received, that you've heard, and the things that you have seen, you are supposed to practice these when? In every day life. You know, guys, it's whatever. When we're us as preachers or whatever, we're saying, you know, read the Bible. You know, pray, go to church, all these kind of things. Well, you know, the things in God's word, we're supposed to practice those on a daily basis. And guess what? The more you practice, the more you habitually practice, the more you're consistent in practicing those things, you become better and you become greater at those things, right? So I can look back, going back to something like mountain biking, I look back when I was practicing riding on a more consistent basis, I was greater at that, you know, and there's nothing worse than getting out of a habit and then having to get back into, there's nothing worse than getting out of practice and then having to get back into it. I've never necessarily been like this huge runner, but I've had periods where I've done running before, and running is one of those things where, like, you know, it takes a while to build up into it. But then I remember, like, you know, I'd go without a week, I wouldn't run for a week, and then I would go out and run, and it was just excruciating. It was horrible, right? Because I got out of practice. So are you getting what I'm saying today? Christianity is supposed to be practiced on a daily basis. Paul says what you've learned, what you've seen, what you've watched, the principles of God's word, the letters that I've sent, you're supposed to practice these things habitually and daily. So if you want to be a great Christian, I do, you do, we all do, right? Then you have to practice being a Christian every single day. Talk to you next time.